Delling poll, Australia offers to ease Brexit pain with free cancer death picks. By James Delling poll on January 10, 2019. Nanny State Australia has stepped into the breach to rescue Nanny State Britain with some free pictures of people dying of cancer and heart disease to put on the side of cigarette packets in case of a no-deal Brexit. Is this the most strained and desperate bit of Remain propaganda ever? Here is the story, as relayed by the Sydney Morning Herald. London, Australia has come to the rescue of Britain, providing the government with its world-leading plain packaging images for cigarettes to use free of charge in the case of a chaotic no-deal Brexit. Plain packaging. With MPs poised to vote down Prime Minister Theresa May's deal in the Commons next week, it's emerged that after Brexit, Britain would be denied access to graphic picture warnings that have been credited with saving lives because the EU owns the copyright. Britain introduced plain packaging laws in 2017, following in the footsteps of Australia, which under the Labour government in 2012 became the first government in the world to force tobacco companies to remove their branding and replace them with graphic images of the effects of smoking. Junior Health Minister Steve Bryan said the British government had sought help from Australia to ensure the UK can continue to enforce its plain packaging laws after Brexit. Can there really be a person in the world who reads a story like that and goes, "Thank God Junior Health Minister Steve Bryan has got his eye on the ball"? Imagine the consequences if, after Brexit, smokers were no longer able to buy cigarette packs adorned with photos of dying children or rancid, blackened lungs. Let's not forget that Australia's plain packaging experiment, itself a huge lie, it should have been called the disgusting package experiment, was a massive failure. It didn't reduce the incidence of smoking, but it did massively increase illicit tobacco consumption. As Forbes reported, not only did it not work, the status quo got worse. For the first time in more than two decades, reports the National Drug Strategy Household Survey, the daily smoking rate did not significantly decline over the most recent three-year period. Taking into account the rise in the population of Australia, in actual fact there are more people smoking in Australia today than 5 years ago when the policy was introduced, according to Professor Sinclair Davidson of Vermont University. The left liberal establishment really do live in another world, don't they? Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.